put it right here. And if you can't do that, you got to keep it out there. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. Better advice. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. Little sister, find a man that's gonna treat you right. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. If he's mean, don't make a scene, just walk out that door. 'Cause honey, you were born for a whole lot more. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night, and I always take her advice.
Bessie's advice. Maria Muldaur from a disc called Sisters and Brothers. She and Eric Bibb collaborated on the composition we just heard. Again, an interesting tune. And Bessie Smith, after all these years, I'm trying to remember when her last recording was, maybe 1932 or 33. She still represents a huge footprint in the blues. There are people that are still recording some of her some of the material she did back in the 1920s. A tribute to Bessie Smith here on KRVS. A little bit of a tribute to Magic Sam. We're going to be listening to this in the background. Ronnie Earl doing the honors here. And Judith doing the honors on the mic, letting us know who is helping public radio and maybe who's not. Do you have any names?
Well, I'm going to let other people call others out. Okay. We had a couple people pledge and call out their friends. We would like to say hello to Alan Bakke, who's come to visit today.
Thanks, Alan.
Alan is a sustaining member of KRVS, so he pays monthly, which we love. It sustains us, and it's easy for sustaining members because you don't have to think about it anymore. It just gets taken out every month. And Alan just wanted to come by and say hello and party with us today and just be a part of the celebration of public radio. So thanks so much to Alan Bakke. We appreciate his support and Winnie's, his wife Winnie, their support over the years. Thanks to Denny Culbert with Denny Culbert Photography. We really appreciate that, Denny Culbert Photography supporting the Blues
thanks.
Box today. Thanks to Lisa Osborne from Avery Island. Loves KRVS. Thank you so much, Lisa. We appreciate your support, and you've supported us for several years now, and we appreciate it very much.
Really
thanks
good.
To poet Daryl Bork. poet Daryl Borka calling in and making his contribution. Daryl was the state poet laureate for a couple years, and he has a program on KRVS called From the Poet's Bookshelf.
Yeah, it's wonderful hearing him read his poetry.
Yes,
it really is.
And introducing us to poets from all over the state that we might not encounter otherwise. So thanks so much to Daryl for his support of this public radio station. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Easy call to make. Dorothy Merriweather answering phones, also Claire Zimmer answering phones, and Carter Lyles answering phones. Carter has supplied our coffee this week with the Loving Cup, a really wonderful movable feast of coffee. He sets up his bar at festivals, and so we appreciate that. We've enjoyed his coffee. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Or make that pledge online. You can leave a little Love Fest note for the producers here at KRVS. It means a lot to them to hear what you write, what you say about KRVS, what it means to you, and some story about how it touches your life. We appreciate those, and we share them with the producers. That's online at krvs.org. You can make your pledge very quickly. And you can pay by credit card there and leave a note for the producers and KRVS as well. And you can take a look at the premiums while you're there. All the T-shirts, the mugs, the caps, the CDs. We do have a blues CD. We had offered it in the fall, and it's called Howl Divine, Jumps, Boogies, and Blues.
Yes, an interesting.
It's from Arhuli. And Chris Chuck, which was in our studios earlier this week.
I heard him.
Yeah, the head of Arhuli Records, founder of Arhuli Records. He was on Cheryl's program a little earlier this week. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And although it's not the real reason for you to pledge, please save them from those fried chicken skins that Bread and Circus brought us. You saw them. You saw those fried chicken skins. Thanks to Bread and Circus for that delightful array of charcuterie and other things that they brought us. We really appreciate that. But please save our volunteers from that and call. If you were thinking of maybe doing it online, give them a
call. It'll save a little for us once the program's
over.
That's true.
However you do it, whether you come by, you mail your contribution, you call, you go online, however you do it, please make the contribution. We cannot emphasize enough how much we need your support. It's not extra. You are what makes public radio and your community possible. You are what makes the blues happen every Friday on KRVS. We pay for our local programming. We pay for our national programming. It seems to flow so cool and easy off of your radio or your computer. But there's a lot that goes into making sure that you get these programs. And we're hoping we can count on you today to pay those blues dues and support the programs that matter so much to you. They matter to you. Don't wait for somebody else to support what you love and what you listen to every day, every week on KRVS. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. We're waiting for you to call. We're waiting for you to drop by. We need you. You are why we're here. So make that pledge. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And again, parking's great, 12:30 on. You can drop in and make your contribution if you are in the vicinity. We'd love to visit with our volunteer, our listeners and our supporters, and we might even have a cup of that coffee left for you if you come by. We definitely have bumper stickers and buttons to go along with your premium. So think about doing that today or at some point this weekend. But think about it. Put it on your to-do list, and we hope that it will it'll finally get down to that point where you're ready to make that pledge. And we look forward to speaking with you and hearing about your support. I know Raul's got many songs left to play, and we're going to get on with those. We have about an hour left in the program, maybe a little less.
50 minutes
to get to the telephone or get to your computer and give your support to KRVS, the Blues Box Public Radio.
Thanks, Judith. Thanks all of you out there who keep us on the air with your contributions. We wouldn't be here without you, and we thank you for that support. The Robert Cray Band has a new disc out called In My Soul. From that band, here is Cray with Your Good Thing Is About to End. ¶¶
have to beg you to hold me. Somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it. Somebody else will. Your best friend says you don't need it. When all the time they're trying to get it. I say, you better look out. Your good thing is about to come to an end. Oh, yeah. Talking about your real good thing is about to come to an end. Those nights I watch the four walls. I didn't have to watch them all alone. Ever someone said they wanted me, I didn't have to tell them I was your very own. When it gets hot, I said, you better look out, look out. Your good thing is about to come to an end. Hey, baby, talking about your real good thing is about to end. You're gonna be a big problem, I know. But when the right girl says she wants me, you can bet that I won't say no. Hey, hey, you better look out. Your good thing is sure gonna end. About your real good thing is about to come to an end. Thank you.
Everybody's working in this old town, and it worries me night and day. Everybody's working here in this town, and it worries me night and day. Well, it's 'cause that mean old crew working for the WPA. Landlord come this morning, he knocked upon my door. He asked me if I was gonna pay my rent. No more. He said I'd have to move if I couldn't pay. And then he turned and he slowly walked away. I have to try to find me some other place to stay. 'Cause that mean old wrecking crew working for the WPA. I went to the relief station and I didn't have a cent. The judge says, where are you staying? You don't have to pay no rent. So when I got home, they was tacking a note upon my door. This house is condemned. You can't live here no more. Well, so I'm stuck, and I better be on my way. They're gonna tear my house down, that wrecking crew from the WPA. Went out the next morning, put a lock on my door. Though I knew I'd have to move and had no place to go. The real estate people, they was getting mighty sore. They didn't want no relief people living there no more. I have to walk the streets night and day. 'Cause them wrecking crew people working for the WPA. Well, a notion struck me. I tried to stay a day or two, but soon I found out that would not do. Early next morning, I was lying in my bed. I heard a mighty rumbling, bricks come tumbling on my head. I had to start ducking and dodging and be on my way. They tearing my house down, woo-hoo, that mean old WPA.
Odetta, best known as Odetta Holmes, she was born in Alabama, ended up in the Bay Area for a good part of her life. Wonderful folk and blues singer there. She was giving a rendition of WPA Blues, the Works Progress Administration of the New Deal Agency, the WPA. It was a tune first recorded by Casey Bill Weldon back in 1936. Before we heard Odetta, we heard Robert Cray here on KRVS from his brand new disc, In My Soul. He did a number called Your Good Thing Is About to End. And the Blues Box isn't that far away from ending. We're going to ask you, if you have not contributed yet, to consider doing so. Judith, any more pledges? And I see the phones are quiet, but hopefully the internet is buzzing
well,
a little
bit.
You
know, when we're not talking about pledging, people kind of think maybe we have gone away and they don't have to call. No, they're pledging online, actually. But please call, and like we said, save them from the fried chicken skins and other charcuterie. Thanks to Jim and Cindy Gates from Opelousas, longtime supporters of KRVS, calling in and supporting the blues. We appreciate that. Thanks to the Mercy Brothers from Lafayette.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah. Mercy Brothers wish to thank KRVS for all the support, and special thanks to Cecil for spinning our tunes and having us in studio, and for the blues. And we challenge any band who has ever had their music played on KRVS to pledge now. Thanks so much, the Mercy Brothers. Thanks to Chanel Godet. She is renewing her membership online and says, I love, 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 love what y'all do. I'm a chef at the Village Cafe, and everyone I work with knows that at 7 p.m. on Fridays, it is big band swing time. There I look forward to the program every week. So passing it forward to Lee Kleinpeter, who does four programs here on KRVS. Thank you very much. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. That's 337-482-5787. Online now at krvs.org, and at any time. We receive pledges at midnight and 2 in the morning. If you finally get to us on your to-do list at 1 or 2 in the morning, you can pledge online, and we will get that pledge. But we're hoping you do it now during the Blues Box, while you're thinking about it, during this show that reaches so many people around the state and around the country. And I know we have listeners in other countries as well. If you're listening by the stream, we hope that you will support that stream. That's how the Blues Box gets to you. It costs a lot of money to maintain the stream, but it's a part of our mission. And it's been a very gratifying one to see how many people listen to us all over the world, people both from Louisiana and those of you searching for great indigenous authentic music. Support the stream. If that's how you listen to it, make a pledge now online. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. And we hope that you'll take us up on getting one of those Blues Box shirts as well. We saw lots of KRVS shirts and Blues Box shirts at festival last week, and it's really nice to see that people save those shirts over the years and they bring them out for special festivals. We saw shirts that were 20, 25 years old at the festival that people had treasured over the years. That's really nice to see that. So get your Blues Box shirt or one of the other shirts, the girl's shirt or our classic state T-shirt, all designed by Peter and Allison DeHart. The tote bag is a great tote bag. This is not your run-of-the-mill tote bag. It's heavily pleated, so it opens up, and if you take it to the farmer's market or some other market, you can fit a lot of groceries in that bag. It has a healthy listening pyramid on it. Not the healthy food pyramid, but healthy listening pyramid with instruments and other components of healthy listening, and that's a great, great piece of artwork. I think they won an Addy Award for that artwork. So you too can have an Addy Award-winning tote bag. If you pay $75 to KRVS and support us, you can choose that tote bag today. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And we know that the hour is wrapping up. Many of you thinking that you've been wanting to get to the phone, just haven't yet. You've been meaning to make that pledge all week. Make that moment now and do your part. Support KRVS. Drop in if you can, like Alan Bakke just did. Visit with us and perhaps become a sustaining member like Alan and Winnie Bakke did. They sustain their membership throughout the year, and it continues so they don't ever have to worry about it. We just notify them that it's continuing on and it's taken care of, and you don't have to feel any pain when you're listening to a fundraiser. It feels good because you know you've already done that, and we're not encouraging you. You've done your part.
Your conscience is clear. You don't have to carry that guilt around with you anymore.
Right.
It's depressive.
Thank you. Yes.
You just don't need to do that to yourself.
No.
Free yourself now.
Raul, that's getting into Mercy Brother territory. Preaching. You don't need that oppression. That's a great way to think about it. Pledge to KRVS, and you will be amazed at how light you feel the rest of the weekend during the pledge drive, because you will have done.
You'll have more spring in your step.
That's right.
Crawfish Festival this weekend.
Yes, or Jazz Fest, right? If that's where you're heading.
Jazz Fest,
some people are on their way to New Orleans. If you're in tandem with someone, perhaps that other person could call right now on the cell phone. If you're driving to Jazz Fest or driving to some other festival, have that other person call for you and make the pledge at 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS or online. Please pledge, leave a note, support Blues Box, KRVS, and public radio in our community. Please call now.
Thanks. We heard Odetta do a Casey Bill Weldon number a couple of minutes back. We're going to turn to Casey Bill himself now. It came out of the Memphis scene, ended up in Chicago in the 30s, and ultimately its research indicated that he ended up after that in St. Louis, and that's where he ended up passing away eventually. Left a great legacy of fine blues. Here he is. He was a hot guitarist, evidence in this next piece, a number called Guitar Swing. Casey Bill Weldon.
Thank you. one thing. Baby, sure keep where my mind. Want a cool drink of water, and you give me turpentine.
Alvin Youngblood Hart with If Blues Was Money from his disc Big Mama's Door. This disc propelled him into the National Blues Spotlight back in 1996. And if blues was money, we wouldn't be having to bother you with our pitching during the fundraiser, but we have to do so. Again, if you're not a member, I've got 27 minutes left of the Blues Box this Friday here on KRVS. We're hoping that during that time you'll pledge your financial support to help us keep this and other programs on the air. And you do have, of course, throughout the rest of the weekend on into Sunday night. Cecil will be closing things out. And if you don't do it now, do it sometime in the interim, hopefully before that end comes. And again, to those of you who have been supporting us, we'd like to thank you for that support. Before we heard Alvin Youngblood Hart talking about blues and money, we heard Casey Bill Weldon playing along with the Brown Bombers of Swing from 1937. They did a piece called Guitar Swing. And here's a number that ended up being a big part of the repertoire of a lot of Western swing bands, particularly Bob Wills. He had a great version of this. We're going to go back to the original from 1934. Here is Kokomo Arnold with Milk Cow Blues.
Darling, good morning. I said, blues, how do you do? Darling, good morning. I said, blues, how do you do? Do mighty well this morning. Can't get along with you. How can I do right, baby? When you won't do right yourself. How can I do right, baby? When you won't do right yourself. Lord, if my good gal quits me, well, I don't want nobody else. Now you can read out your hymn book, preach out your Bible, fall down on your knees and pray. The good Lord will help you, cause you gon' need, you gon' need my help someday. Mama, if you can't quit your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. Says I woke up this morning and I looked out those. Says I knowed my mammy's milk cow put it. Mama, Lord, butter, where's your load? Lord, if you see my milk cow put it, I said, please drive her home. Says I ain't had no milk and butter, mama. Lord, since my cow been gone. Says my blues fell this morning and my love come falling down. Says my blues fell this morning and my love come falling down. Says I be a low-down dog, mama, but please don't dog me around. Takes a rocking chair to rock, mama, a rubber ball to roll. Takes a little tease and brown footed, mama, just to pacify my soul. Lord, I don't feel welcome. Please, no place I go. All the little woman I love, mama, have done drove me from a door.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Kira Viator and Bayou Beat, and Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
I poisoned my man, I put it in his drinking cup. Well, it's easy to go to jail, but Lord, they done sent me up. Well, I broke out of myself when the jail turned its back. When the jailer turned his back. But now I'm so sorry, bloodhounds have won my trial. Bloodhounds, bloodhounds, bloodhounds have won my trail. Bloodhounds. Fashion. I know I've done wrong, but he kicked me and blacked.
Victoria Spivey with a delightful little song about homicide, presumably justifiable if you listen to her take. A number called Bloodhound Blues. She was one of the great early women blues singers from the decade of the 20s, and actually in her case for quite a bit longer. She was preceded by Kokomo Arnold. We heard Kokomo Arnold from his 1934 recording of Milk Cow Blues, definitely a blues classic. Kokomo Arnold was from Georgia. He ended up moving to Chicago in the late 1920s. Not for reasons of music, but he was a bootlegger by trade and saw better opportunities in Chicago than he found in Georgia. Time to check in with Judith and see what we've got going.
Well, Raul, Esther Tyree came by to contribute a bit, and she contributed in the form of biscotti, gluten-free biscotti, and she says that Bayou Biscotti bakes to the blues box.
That's so good. It's alliteration, isn't it?
It's great alliteration. It could be in a blues song. Thanks to Esther Tyree.
Thank you, Esther.
So much. And we've been talking about people listening in other states, far flung from Louisiana, listening to the blues box and great Louisiana music. Thanks to Mr. John Bober. He made a contribution from New Canaan, Connecticut.
Wow, thanks.
Listening in Connecticut. And if you're listening in another state, make a pledge. Let us know where you're listening from. Send a note to Raul and support the stream that supports you, that fuels you every Friday. Please support that stream if you're listening far away or even in the next building on a stream. Support that part of our mission. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Thanks also to From Sulphur. Thanks to Julia O'Carroll, also a new member. And she thanks KRVS for providing truly exceptional programming. Thanks to both of those are new members, John Bober and Julia O'Carroll. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Susan Leger from Scott challenges all Zydeco and Cajun dancers to call in. And remember, we've got that handkerchief for a $52 contribution. You could choose the KRVS handkerchief, which has a horse and it says Radio Acadie on it. It looks kind of like a little trail riding handkerchief. Or you could choose the KRVS fan, which is also good when you're dancing.
I think the handkerchief would be the greater sartorial accoutrement or accessory for dancing.
Well, could be. You could also, I've seen people put their fans on a little loop and it hangs on their belt or some other part of their clothing. So they can have that with them when they finish and need to fan themselves. $52, if that's a good place for you to start, you could choose the KRVS handkerchief or the KRVS fan. Thanks so much to Vivian Broussard. She loves KRVS and listens whenever she's doing art. So we're a part of many a studio in South Louisiana and perhaps further afield. Thanks to all of you artists of whatever genre for calling in and making your contributions. Thanks to Mike Veillon for calling in. Also thanks to Mike Prepara. He comes in every year. He came in yesterday and made his pledge.
Mike.
He was going to be out of town. So thanks so much, Mike Prepara. Thanks to Gene Hill, who says Raul is the best. And we all think
thanks,
that,
Gene.
Too. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS. Claire Zimmer, answering telephones, Dorothy Merriweather, Carter Lyles, and thanks to those of you who have been helping to answer telephones throughout the week, many students giving of their time to help KRVS. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Just less than a half an hour, I think, in the blues box, Raul. People putting things off till the very last minute, listening. And why do we do that? Why do we do that as human beings? And I'm going to repeat that Hab Barton made a pledge just a couple days ago and said, I am so glad that you have this fundraiser lasting all week, because otherwise I might not ever get to the telephone if I don't keep being reminded to make my contribution. So we appreciated that. And of course, as Raul was saying, once you've lifted the oppressive weight of not giving,
the guilt,
you feel so good, and you will. You'll be flying through the rest of the blues box, flying through American roots.
The sun shines brighter. There's less humidity. Your feet don't
humidity.
Hurt.
That's right.
It cures all kinds of maladies that are actually a lot of which are psychosomatic, and you know this is
The doctor is in on the blues box. Well, which is what the
You're going to get me indicted for quackery if you...
The blues does that anyway, doesn't it? Blues kind of does that. And so on top of loving the blues and being healed through the blues, just think how much better you'll feel knowing that you've supported the blues that is healing you right now. So make your pledge. And we extend metaphors during the fundraiser, but as Hap was saying, it's a good thing y'all keep on reminding me so that I actually get to the phone or get to my computer. And please, wherever you're listening from, whatever state or city, parish, country, pledge and support the Blues Box KRVS Public Radio. We are unique. Thanks to the testimony of so many who have lived other places. Don't take this for granted. Don't think this is public radio. So no one says this is how public radio has to be. They don't even say that it has to exist in your community. So you are the reason it does. Your support is why we exist
here. You support us and you'll be freeing yourself.
Well, we're going to have to make a T-shirt out of some of your sayings here. Maybe on the next Blues
Well,
Box
as we get closer shirt. To the end of the programs, we use hyperbole like a hammer.
Hyperbole like a hammer.
But we do need the support. We need the increased membership, and it's very important to our continued existence. So think about it. Think about what public radio means to you.
All right, and we're going to be back and thank people in a few minutes.
Thanks, Judith. Let's go to New Orleans. How about music from the late Tommy Ridgely? His career started at the Dewdrop Inn back in the late 1940s. Here he is with the late Snooks Eaglin on guitar from a disc called Since the Blues Began. Tommy Ridgely with Let's Try to Talk It Over.
Understand what we're doing, who we're hurting. We are the only one to blame. Let's try to talk it over, 'cause this is where you belong. No more fussing, no more fighting. Good morning to our love. A whole lot of hugging, plenty of kissing. Just us and the sky above. Let's try to talk it over, 'cause this is where you belong.
Camelback, riverside shack, a Creole shotgun, little yard out back, a cool breeze and Wrigley's blowing through my banana trees, and rusty freight drifting from an ocean far away. Cat dog shadows on my back porch at the sad time of day. Well, now I'm just trying to tell you a feeling I can't lose, 'cause I'm a long way from home and I got the Port Street blues. Yeah, there's a beat up piano that cha-cha's out of tune, and in the corner there's a messed up jukebox that'll take up all the room. You can't sit down for stacks and stacks of scratched up 45s in the cobweb hand from the ceiling fan, blow smoke back in your eyes. But the door's always open if you somewhere close by around, and the walls always shake to soulful sound. Now I'm trying to tell you, trying to explain about a feeling I can't lose. I'm a long way from home and I got the Port Street blues. Oh, play a while. Gonna kick out my shoes, I'm gonna pour me out a fresh one, y'all. Slap on some grocery grooves, I'm calling on a friend of travelers, and hear the wolf man haul the blues. I'm hanging with the funk captain back on Port Street FHQ. Oh, Port Street, yeah, that's the only place I find. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, my worried heart. Well, I can rest my worried heart. Oh, God, me too. Oh, I can rest my worried heart. Well, now I am pacified my mind. Yeah,
John Cleary on piano and vocals from his disc Moonburn, a number called A Port Street Blues. New Orleans sure does act like a magnet that has attracted some wonderful talent over the years. Before we heard John Cleary, we heard the late Tommy Ridgely from the mid-1990s. Again, Tommy on vocals with Snooks Eaglin on guitar. From the disc Since the Blues Began, Tommy did a piece for us called Let's Try to Talk It Over. When Eddie Bowe was here in Lafayette right after Katrina, so many musicians came and came through here and stayed around the area. Eddie Bowe told us that he and Tommy Ridgely and Irma Thomas were big fishing buddies. And, of course, since that time, Eddie Bowe is gone. So Irma must be casting her weights alone. Judith, how's it looking?
Well, we're coming close to the end there, Raul, but we've had people dropping in. Thanks to Natalie Domang and her massage therapy, Natalie Domang Massage Therapy. She dropped by to make her contribution and pick up a little premium. Thank you so much, thanks, Natalie. And thanks so much to Claire Zimmer, who's been answering phones and making her contribution, as well as challenging all social workers. So all of you social workers out there on the job, driving around or listening just to get a little pick-me-up with the blues, you've been challenged. Also challenging all social workers is Dorothy Merriweather. And Dorothy, along with John Merriweather, they are members of our Cypress Lake Circle. And we haven't talked much about Cypress Lake Circle during the Blues Box, Raul, but if you make a contribution of $1,000 or more a year, and you can do that monthly, $100 a month, you can be a part of our Cypress Lake Circle. And it's just an extra way of saying thank you so much for making that extra effort. So thanks to John and Dorothy Merriweather for being in the Cypress Lake Circle and also challenging all social workers. So there's a double social work challenge there. How can you resist? Give a call at 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. And I do want to say that Judy Konnikoff pledged the other day. And so that's kind of meeting the social work challenge, I think. But give a call, challenge those who are in your arena, in your office, who do the same job as you or play the same sport as you do. I know one year we had someone challenging all Ultimate Frisbee people, and they came out of the woodwork.
All right.
They never thought we were talking to them until someone had challenged them in their group. So it really does work to challenge somebody in your group or organization. This is the Blues Box. KRVS's Blues Box, hosted by Raoul Bro every Friday from 9 until 1 o'clock in the morning. How many of us don't thrill to the idea of 4 hours of blues when Raoul Bro announces in the morning, "Good morning." It's 9 o'clock.
Well, there's a big quid pro quo here, though, because it's a real privilege to be here and to have been here for so long. And I think all the producers would say that. They would admit that very, very quickly.
Yes.
It is a big privilege. And, you know, we want to provide the best service we can to the listeners. And I think, you know, the more programs you listen to, the more you're gonna say, well, yeah, it does seem like that person's giving, they're not slouching on the job. Anyway, it is a quid pro quo, you know, and you are the public in public radio, as you say, Judith. It's we have to have this arrangement. We wish we didn't have to ask for money, but then again, hey. You know, that's the only way it works.
But it makes it the station of the people who listen
exactly.
to it. You're
right.
Supporting it. You raise your hand, your voice. You click your button on your keypad and say, yes, yes, I want this. I want this service. I want this program. I love it. It's worthwhile. It's valuable. And it needs to stay around.
And for what it's worth, all you people whose names we've mentioned, you should be guilt-free, totally guilt-free.
Oh, you're going to feel great this weekend. And the rest of you, there's still a few moments in this Blues Box show to call at 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or online at krvs.org. Other people dropping in, you can too. It's past 12:30 right now, so you can park right in front of Burke Hawthorne Hall on the UL campus. We'll be here all afternoon through Nick Spitzer's program, through Freetown Radio, so you can drop in and make your contribution. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And if you'd like to find out more about Cypress Lake Circle and donating at that level, please give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out. And Mr. Bob Duga. Bob Duga is here. Thank you so much, Bob, for supporting KRVS all these years. We appreciate it. He's been an underwriter as well with Orion Case for many years. So thank you so much. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS, or right now online, and be blues-free all weekend. You'll be feeling great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.